people, hello friends, welcome to Kabus Box, the podcast where we open our mind, where we get ready to go out of the box. It's a podcast where we go on adventure together to discover different ways, different challenges, yeah, so that we can get inspired, motivated and empowered. My name is Kabu and I'm your guide on this journey of discovery and growth. In today's episode, we dive deep into a topic close to our hearts because we will talk about the importance of having the right people and friends in our life. Today, I will start this episode with a very known concept, and it says that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. How do these five people influence our life? It's not a big secret because it's the power of social influence. As social beings, we are naturally influenced by the people we interact with daily. So it shows that our behaviors, attitude, and beliefs tend to align with those who are our closest ones. So yes, we can get influenced also in our habits, choices, and sometimes this can even happen unconsciously. My friends, and that's why mindset matters so much. It is so important that our inner circle is positive because our inner circle plays a big role in shaping our mindset. You need people who can inspire you to strive for your dreams, people who inspire you to embrace the challenges of life, and people who are there to inspire you to seek improvement. Because you know what? If you have negative influences in your life, you will limit your potential. Stay with the people who have the same values and goals as you. It's really important to surround yourself with this kind of people because it can help you also to stay committed to your personal growth. And the great thing about that is you can also have this collective success together. Forget, it is also very crucial to have emotional support in your friends group. So the power of emotional support should not be underestimated because our close friends can offer comfort during difficult times. They can provide a different perspective and it can encourage us to bounce back stronger. So it's really important to have this emotional support also in your friendships. It's not always about fun. It's not always about goals. It's also sometimes about having someone's back. We need to remember that sometimes our closest friendship can either be empowering or limiting. So you need to understand the influence of this encouragement or disencouragement in pursuing your passions and ambitions. So you need to understand that this dynamic always works in this social environment, and so you can, yes, maybe actively work on that to shape your inner circle. Well, my friends, I think it's time to also talk about the struggles you can have, the struggles of the friendships, and sometimes also the fear of letting go of long childhood friends. And because there is this fear, people tend to not recognize the negative influences this friendship can have on them. Of course, people are scared, and I think it's okay to be scared. People are scared because long-lasting friendships are so precious to them. But sometimes the problem is, yes, sometimes people, they don't recognize that with these friendships, they are not growing. So we've all heard the saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And it's true. Our friends influence our thoughts, action, and even our aspirations. So, however, the fear of change and the comfort of familiarity often make it really difficult for those people to identify when these influences turn negative. I'm not blaming anyone here because I really believe it's difficult to break free from negative influences. The problem is that we must first learn to recognize them and most people don't, because it means we need to pay attention to how we feel after spending time with certain friends. Are you drained? Are you anxious? Are you insecure? Maybe you should also check on, are your values and goals aligning with theirs? I mean, your goals don't need to be the same, but sometimes the values. So it is essential to evaluate whether your friendships are elevating you or holding you back. The struggle with detachment is that letting go of long-time friends can be so terrifying. So because I can imagine that people who grew together have the same routines sometimes, you have memories you shared over the years, and however, but when these friendships start to be a negative influence, when you realize that your personal growth or it is leading you to a negative way, it is important for you to see the impact they have on your lives. So it's okay to be scared, but remember that change is important. It's inevitable. How do you say it in English? C'est inévitable. So I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's a part of life and it often leads to new fulfilling experiences if you do that. Embrace the change and the grow. Breaking away from negative influences can be liberating, but it requires courage. And I mean, so many people struggle with that. We want to change something, but we realize the hard work we need to put in that. And then we stop. So embrace the discomfort that comes with detaching yourself from toxic friendships. Surround yourself with individuals who support and uplift you. So many people stay in relationships, or I mean friendships, who are not good for them. Friends are there to support you. I find it very strange that some people accept the fact that their friends are just ghosting them, treating them bad. You're not here for that. There's always a better way and a positive way. So let go, search people who will support, uplift you, even if that means to stepping out of your comfort zone. And I think sometimes it's important to step out of your comfort zone. I know it's not a great place. I've been through that as well, but it's necessary. As you let go of your old friends, embrace the opportunity to meet new people. I know it's hard, but it is possible. Building a diverse and supportive social circle can really lead you to personal and professional growth. Sometimes we tend to stick to old ways because we are scared. We are scared maybe not to be happy afterwards. But remember that it's not about discarding friendships entirely, but about creating space for healthier, more positive connections. Remember, life is not about finding yourself, it's about creating yourself. So create the life you need. Create the positive impacts you need in your life to grow. So it's natural to have a fear of letting go of long-term friendships, but it is essential for you to know that your well-being and personal growth need to be on your number uno list, you know? It need to be plus place number uno. You understand what I mean? So recognizing negative influences and finding the strength also to detach yourself from unhealthy routines can really lead you to more fulfilling and also an authentic life. And I think that's the goal. To have an authentic, positive, healthy life. Embrace the change, embrace the growth, and remember you are not alone in this journey. We all have similar experiences and we are never alone. We just need to learn to connect and to embrace also the discomfort. This is the end of our second podcast episode here on Cabo's Box. You know, the podcast where we open our mind and where we go on adventure together to get inspired, motivated, and empowered. So today's episode was about, yes, the influence of the closest people we have around us. So take a moment and reflect on the company you keep and consider how their influence align with your aspirations and values. So thank you for joining in today. And yes, until next time, keep surrounding yourself with those who uplift you and inspire you.